Maybe the two of y'all could comment on the need for evidence at these hearings.
I thank you. I think that's a great point. I'm not being sarcastic or silly. We need evidence. A lot of cases hinge not on the law as much, but on the lack of evidence. And it's really important. That's why, you know, the trustee usually requires, and I think this is probably common in all the districts, have your client there. Have your client explain why, you know, they need the wreath requested. A quick illustration. So I don't see it as much as I'd like to see it, Marvin. I think it's, unfortunately, I think lawyers need to spend a little bit more time with their client vetting these issues. But I'll give you a great example. I had, my Chapter 13 day was on Tuesday, and I had a debtor who was claiming a pet expense of $380 a month. And you go, oh my God, this is crazy. And she came in and she itemized, and I have two dogs and they're older, so they require a little bit more medication and care. And she itemized everything that she was doing for a dog. And the trustee's lawyer, who is not a dog owner, said, I don't know whether that's legitimate or not. And I said, look, it's a high amount of expenses. I recognize that. But I said, it's based in fact. There are some dogs that just require a lot more care. She had three dogs. So I didn't rule that day, but at least I got evidence that gave me some comfort to know that this just wasn't an arbitrary number. In this case, I think had the debtor been willing to prove up the home repairs a little bit more and the ongoing need, I think this case would have come out entirely different. But it's really critical if you can just give judges some evidence.
I can summarize it pretty quickly. That's a pretty nice story. Thank you. I mean, a lot of times we all know Chapter 13 panels are very procedural. There's a lot of, I mean, it's administrative, but there are actual evidentiary hearings. And a lot of time when we're going to have a contested matter, and even outside of a 13 panel, you'll have a lawyer stand up there and go on for about 15 minutes and open an argument. And then I say, okay, and I listen to it. And then my next statement is, okay, call your first witness. And they'll look at me like, wait a minute, I thought I just put on my evidence. I'm like, well, no. I mean, okay, let's get the other side. And then you have them bring in all their evidence, and you know they're going to end up losing. So just remember, I mean, you can argue all you want, but that's all it is just argument. And get ready to put on your evidence, and you have to persuade the trier fact us that you should win. I mean, that's what it's all about.
May I make just one more comment to that, to Judge Isker's point? So let's just, you know, one of the things you're also trying to do in a contested matter or trial is to preserve the record and preserve error. So I can tell you, I don't know how many of y'all practiced a lot in front of district courts. I did when I was in AUSA, in addition to having a bankruptcy court practice, is there's the first two things that the district court, in my judgment, always looks at is, number one, do I have jurisdiction? And if I don't have jurisdiction, I'm kicking it out. And then number two, what's the level of evidence? Did you meet your burden of proof? And if you don't meet your burden of proof, it's a fairly easy decision for the district court to look at. So whether you think it's important for us to look at it, if you're trying to preserve your record for appeal, I guarantee you the district court's going to look at it. That's what they deal with every day.
Okay. All right. All right, getting back to page 6, we're going to look at the matter of Riley. And I'm going to spend a little bit of time on this one. This is from the Fifth Circuit. And it started at the bankruptcy court in the Western District of Louisiana, Judge Colway. He and I went to baby judge school together. We're really good friends. He's a really smart guy. When I read this opinion, it really hit home. And so this is something you really want to read. This is talking about, this went up to the Fifth Circuit regarding a no-look fee agreement in the Western District of Louisiana, which we also have in the Southern District. Do you have a no-look fee?
Yes.
Okay. And so in this particular case, it started out in the Western District of Louisiana as a no-look fee, but also no money down case. And I think that's what kind of got my attention. And so what happened here was debtors' counsel all over the Western District took these Chapter 13 cases with no money down, and they contracted with the debtor saying, okay, well, I'm going to pay up all the credit counseling, the filing fee, and your credit report all up front, $326, and you'll pay me post-petition. We'll just put that in the plan. And so this got started with the trustee opposing or filing an objection to this no-look fee agreement, and got the court's attention, and then all the debtor's attorneys ganged up, and the trustees ganged up, and the trustee was aligned with the judge. When I say ganged up, I'd say that jokingly, but essentially the debtor's counsel all essentially were aligned, and trustee and the court were aligned, And so bankruptcy said, they went through the hearing, and at the bankruptcy court level, the bankruptcy court said, look, the fee agreement, the no-look fee agreement's fine. We're fine with that. You get those fees, but this no-look advance enough costs, which includes filing fee, credit counseling report, and the filing fee, are something that's personal to the debtor. It's not an expense that benefits the estate, so you don't get that reimbursed out of the plan or directly from the debtor. It's just gone. And not only that, and arguments were made by debtor's counsel that, look, even it's an administrative expense and it benefits the estate, so either under those two theories, we get to get that reimbursed post-petition. And the court said, no, it's more personal to the debtor. That's a cost of admission. The filing fee is a cost of admission to filing the Chapter 13 plan. The credit report, the credit report is something that's not necessary. Yeah, it helps you under 521 do your duties and due diligence and helps the debtor schedule all his debts, but it's not necessary expense for the 13 case.